Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the fifth parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Parak Hey Mishnah Dalid and Parak Hey Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Gefen Shehi Netua Begas O Beneka. We have one vine that we are planting either in a wine press, which like we learned in the previous Mishnah, sort of like a hole in the ground, O Beneka, or he planted in like a crack in the ground. Says the Tanakama, Nosnin la avodasa vizoreya es hamosar. You can plant, you can put in that vine into either the wine press or the crack in the ground, as long as you give it the avod, as long as you give it the amount that it needs. Like we said earlier, six tvachim, you have one vine, it's not a karam, it's just one vine. All you need is six tvachim of space, and then you can plant whatever you want in any of the space beyond the six tvachim from the vine. However, Rabbi Yossi says, no, im ein sham arba amos, if there aren't at least four amos in that area, then lo yavi zera l'sham, says Rabbi Yossi, then you can't plant anything there. You must give it at least four amos, not six tvachim, but four amos, which again is four times that, because there are six tvachim in one amos. So four amos is four times six tvachim. Lo yavi zera l'sham, if you don't have those four amos in that crack or in that wine press, then you can't plant that one, then you can't plant anything in there besides for that one vine. Now, why would that be? Why would Rabbi Yossi hold that you need four amos? We're talking about one vine. We learned the only time that you need four amos is when it comes to a whole karam. This isn't a karam, this is just one vine. So as the Bartanura explains, we learned in the beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Kilayim that the halacha is that if you have space in between the kerem and the wall, then that space is considered to be part of the kerem, and therefore you can't plant anything there unless it's big enough and it's independent and there are at least four amos there. So Rabbi Yossi says that just like in that case, in between the wall of the fence next to the kerem and the kerem and the vineyard itself, you can't plant anything unless there are four amos there. The same thing is true here as well. You must, according to Rabbi Yossi, create a space of at least four amos in order to plant anything either in this wine press or in this neka. And then the mission just continues by saying, the habayis shebekarim, let's say you have a house inside the karim on both sides of the house, or all four sides of the house. There is a vineyard, says the Mishnah, Zor and Besocho, you can certainly plant in the house itself. The house itself is certainly considered to be its own independent entity, its own independent area, and therefore you certainly can plant in the house and you don't have to worry about that, even if it's surrounded by vineyards. Okay, now we're going to learn Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Hanotea Yarak Bekerem Omikayin. If a person plants vegetables in his vineyard, which is a big no-no, you can't plant vegetables in your vineyard, certainly if they're not the appropriate amount of four amos in between them and the vineyard, so we're assuming that it's within four amos of the vineyard, that, oh, Mikhaim, or he didn't plant it, but all of a sudden vegetables start growing and he leaves them. If you see that vegetables start growing in your vineyard, you got to take them out, you got to pluck them, you got to uproot them. But Mikhaim, he lets them go. So, of course, what you have to do in this situation is you have to uproot some of the vines, some of your vineyard is going to become usser. The question, though, is how many? How many vines in your vineyard become usser when you have a vegetable that is within four amos of your vineyard? Says the Mishnah, Hareza mekadesh arboim v'chamesh gefanim. That prohibits, that assers 45 vineyards. 45 vineyards. Now, where do you get that math? So we're not going to go so hard into the math. I'm sure most of us aren't such big fans of math. But the Mishnah says 45 because, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, if you assume that there are four amos in between each row, and you sort of look at the math, and you do 4 by 4, which is 16 amos, and you make a circle. So for those of us who have learned geometry, you make a circle of 16 amos that goes around the vegetable that's there that's prohibiting the vines. So you'll, if you count up, if each one's 4 amos apart from each other, you'll ultimately count there are 47 vines that become usser. There are 47 vines that you have to get rid of. Amosai, says the Mishnah. When is this so that you have to get rid of 45 of the vines? Bizman shahayu netuos al arba arba o al chamesh chamesh. When you have a situation where the rows are four amos away from one another, or five amos away from one another. So like we just said, if they're all four amos away from one another, that makes sense. You do the math, you'll look at a lot of these Mishnayos have diagrams that will go through it a little bit of an easier way. But if they're four amos from each other, that will include 45 vines, and therefore that's how many vines you have to get rid of. But what's interesting about this Mishnah, and a little bit complicated, but we're not going to get so much into the complicated part of it, the Mishnah adds, O al chamesh chamesh. Even if there are five amos in between the rows. And the truth is, if you do the math and you measure 16 amos of in a circle, as we'll see at the end of the Mishnah, around the vegetable, and each row is five amos, you're not going to get 45 vines, you're going to get 37 vines. So the Mefarshim are trying to understand, why does the Mishnah say that if they're five amos from each other, then that's going to include 45 vines? That's really not true. It's only true mathematically if there are four amos separated, then that'll include 45 vines. So the Bar Tanura gives a whole long explanation that's extremely complicated, and we're not going to go into that now there because it's, you know, very long and very mathematical. So instead, we're going to learn this Mishnah based on the opinion of the Tosvos Yom Tov. The Tosvos Yom Tov explains that the reason why it sort of groups four and five together is because at the end of the day, five amos is very similar to four amos. It's not that significant. It's six tvachim more. It's a little bit more. But it's pretty insignificant. And therefore, if you have four or five and you are seen to be removing only 37, because it's five, let's say, then someone, an onlooker, someone who's watching, is going to be like, oh, you're removing 37, which means that always we should move 37. Even if there are four amos in between the rows, we should remove 37, which is not the case. Really, you should be removing 45, whether it's four or five, just because of this concern of Maris Zion, that people are going to see you removing 37 and be confused. Therefore, whether it's four amos in between the rows or five amos in between the rows, you must still remove 45 vines because they become usher due to this vegetable that you planted there. However, says the Mishnah, Hayunutuos al Shei Shesho al Sheva Shev, but if there are six amos or seven amos in between the rows, Harizem Mekadesh Sheshes Re'am Lechal Ruach, then once again you gotta make your circle. As we'll see, Agulos finishes off the Mishnah, Agulos Vilom Rubos, that we have to make a circle and not a square when measuring the 16 amos around the vegetable to prohibit, to see what you're prohibiting. You have to make a circle, which will even prohibit fewer vines than a square. But you still got to make that circle to see which ones are prohibited. But the point is that if you have six amos in between or seven amos in between, you just got to do the math and see how many vines would be included in that circle to prohibit them from you because of the vegetable that you planted there. Quick review: Perikei Mishnah Dalid discussed the case where you plant one vine in either a wine press or a crack in the ground. We saw machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi. The Tanakama said as long as there are six tvachim of workspace around the vine, then you could plant anything around that. Rabbi Yosi says no, six tvachim isn't enough because it's surrounded by this walled area, whether it's a crack or whether it's a wine press. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi says no, you must have four amos around this vine before planting anything else. And then we said that a house as well, certainly if a house is surrounded by a vineyard, it is considered to be its own independent place, and therefore you'd be able to plant anything in that house. And then Perakei Mishnah discussed and taught us regarding a case where you planted or you were allowed to grow certain vegetables in a vineyard, which certainly is not allowed. The halacha is that you have to remove, based on 16 amos, so you make a circle around that vegetable, and 16 amos, any of the vines that are included within that circle would be prohibited. Like we said, if there are four amos in between the rows, that would be 45 amos. But even if it's five amos, we would still make you get rid of 45 of the vines that you planted. However, says the Mishnah, if you have six amos in between or seven amos in between, they're further apart. Therefore, there are going to be fewer. Vines within that 16 amo radius, and therefore you'd have to calculate and see within the 16 amo circle how many vines are prohibited because of the vegetable that you planted. Have a great day.